KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We're getting closer to that every single day. Today, Carol Vandermeer and I are talking with future supervisor, Stephen Madrone. And he's got a long history of trails. We'll be talking about that, and we'll be looking at his perspective on the current and future trail projects. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Cliff. Good morning, Carol.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. Really appreciate that.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, and congratulations on that win. It was a squeaker.
it was a squeaker.
Kept us all on the edge of our seats there. Shows you how every vote really does count.
It really does.
Humboldt County is
the last day to register. Probably a good thing to
yeah.
remind people.
Yeah, no yep. kidding. Yeah. No kidding. Alrighty. So you've been very active with regard to trails for a long time, since the early 80s, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Back when I lived in Blue Lake is when I started working on trails.
Let's give us a little history.
Yeah, well, back in the mid-1980s, the North Coast Railroad Authority didn't exist. There was the Northwest Pacific Railroad, and they sought abandonment of the rail line, and I was the only public official at the time. I was on the city council, and I was the one who recommended that we not abandon the line and that we consider alternative uses like the Annie and Mary Trail and other trail options. Of course, I wasn't successful. The rail line did get abandoned. It got bought by Eureka Southern. They proceeded to strip all the assets, including logging the 100-year-old trees along the Eel River Canyon right away, which is part of what helped make that part of the line less stable. So that was unfortunate. Then we bought it back with public dollars and created the North Coast Railroad Authority, which has been struggling and has recently had a change with Senator McGuire's bill to try and look at the Eel River Canyon opportunities for possibly a trail and economic development. So started way back then.
That Annie and Mary rail line, which did get abandoned, was this before the concept of rail banking existed?
Well, the rail banking concept has existed for decades, but it was before local folks, before we knew much about that. And it was more than the Annie and Mary. The entire Northwest Pacific Railroad line, including the Annie and Mary, was abandoned. And we had to end up buying it back again. So that was unfortunate, but it is what it is. And in the early 1980s is when the county also began working on the Hammond Trail. With the bridge over the Mad River and a piece of it heading north. But then they ran into some roadblocks when the Mad River migrated north and took out the old Hammond Railroad grade at the base of the bluff there in McKinleyville. And so that's when the county sought some help. And I was working at Redwood Community Action Agency and was able to dive in and assist the county with negotiations for easements and writing grants to be able to construct much of the Hammond Trail up there in the McKinleyville area. So great partnerships. I think that is really the name of the game in all of this stuff is forming these partnerships and getting the expertise of all the different groups to help.
And I consider the Hammond Trail kind of the seed trail for Humboldt County. That was a long-fought effort. It was a long time in the making, and it finally came to fruition. It's been very popular ever since it came to be, and I consider it like the seed trail. Now there's so many more trails happening here in Humboldt County. It's really wonderful to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, it has created a whole lot of momentum, and it's really kind of funny because when I started working with the county on the Hammond in the 1980s, many people in the community called it a communist plot.
Really?
You got the root word right there.
Do communists like trails? Is that the deal? I didn't know that.
I'm sure. But, you know, it's so wonderful.
Well, now that I think about it, we got the Ho Chi Minh Trail, so perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's wonderful to see some 30 years later that folks in the community fully embrace trails now, and they do recognize them as fantastic assets.
And what's really nice to see is it's folks from all political stripes also really do want trails to happen here in Humboldt County. Everyone sees it as a real asset. And a lot of
Absolutely.
Folks were worried when, you know, that people thought their property values were going to drop with this trail going through a lot of McKinleyville backyards, and they thought it was going to attract, you know, all, you know, the wrong element. But anything could be further from the truth. Property values have gone up with the trail there, with access to the trail. And, of course, it's been with lots of families going through there regularly. It's been very good for the whole area.
It has been. And, yes, every property that is up for sale anywhere near the trail says near the Hammond Trail. So it absolutely did increase property values.
Yep.
And there certainly are some problems happening with all the community problems and crime all over Humboldt and all over the place happening on the trail, but it's not the trail's fault.
You know,
these are things that we're dealing with as a society. But generally speaking, it's so wonderful because there's no Republicans, no Democrats on the trail. It's just people meeting their neighbors and getting a better sense of community.
It's one of the rare things in this day and age that has that cuts across the political spectrum. This is a very polarizing time for us to be around here, and it really is. It does cut across all lines, which is really wonderful. I got to ask you your perspective, especially because your history about the line, since you were there from the very beginning, even before NCRT existed. You've seen it all, and it's been just kind of amazing. Your thoughts on Senator McGuire's bill and the passage of that bill to create the Great Redwood Trail Authority?
Well, I think it's a great thing. I applaud the senator for his efforts there. And, you know, now that that's happened, we have a lot of work cut out for us to work with all of the various landowners along the right-of-way. Some of the easements have probably reverted because we waited so long to move it into rail banking.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those easements reverted within 2 years of a failure to maintain and operate the railroad. So we've got some work to do to work with those landowners and secure those easements and work with the communities in Fort Seward and Alder Point and all along that right-of-way to help make transitions to create something that really benefits those communities as well as our economy. And so that's what we did with Hammond. That's why Hammond was so successful, is that we didn't just come in and bowl our way through and build the trail. I personally and many others spent a decade or more working with landowners along the trail to try and find out, could we build fencing, landscaping, and other things to mitigate the impacts that they might feel were going to occur. And that's the process that we need to use for the Eel River and any kind of trail we're building, whether we own the right-of-way or not. We need to work with adjacent landowners and make sure we're doing something that's responsible to their concerns as well. So
let me ask you this, Steve, because one thing you said got me scratching my head a little bit. I thought the North Coast Railroad Authority had that entire contiguous right-of-way under their purview until just now when it was once this bill passed. But it sounds to me like parts of it were not. Is that the case?
Yeah, parts of the rail line, both the Northwest Pacific line as well as the Annie and Mary, much of the right-of-way is owned in fee title, owned by the Railroad Authority. But there are numerous places along the line that they're actually private property, and the Rail Authority has an easement over that private property.
Right.
And the easement language was created back, you know, in the late 1800s, 1900s, and every deed that I have seen basically says that if the railroad fails to operate or maintain the right-of-way for a period of 2 years or longer, then the right-of-way reverts.
Hmm.
It's been 17 to 20 years.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Most people who understand this and have looked at the legal issues would say that probably many of those easements have reverted. I know for a fact that the county is having to renegotiate purchase of some easements for the Bay Trail around Humboldt, you know, the Bay, because the same thing happened there. But it's not insurmountable. You know, most of these landowners are willing to discuss easement purchases and things. So it would have been nice to rail bank a long time ago when people were pushing for that, but it didn't happen. Now we've got to do what we can. And so we're moving forward in that way, negotiating and considering the landowners' concerns in a big way.
Wow, that's kind of interesting because I know they did not consider it abandoned by any means. North Coast Railroad Authority they maintained that they were going to revert to rail service at any minute. Of course, it never did happen. But I was unaware of the fact that if it wasn't used for a couple of years, that they it would still revert. That's that means there could be some all kinds of spots along the way that are going to need to be renegotiated. What are the more, in your opinion, what are the more troublesome spots that we're going to have to renegotiate?
Well, easement-wise, I think the canyon is going to be interesting. But in my experience in working with private landowners, if you meet them face-to-face, mm-hmm. and you take the time to understand their concerns, and their needs, they tend to be very willing people to work that out. So I don't see that as a major barrier, but it is a concern, and it needs to be dealt with. You know, the Eel River Canyon is highly unstable, whether it's for a rail or a trail, but a trail can be built and maintained much easier.
Right, you don't have tons of iron going over it, just a few bicycles and pedestrians.
That's right. And so I think, you know... the geometrics, you know, the erosion and other things down there, there's a lot to work with. There's streams that have had fish access blocked for decades. So there's going to be a lot to do there, but we can do it, and it will be an incredible economic engine for Northwest California. So I think that's going to work out fine. And there have been discussions on the easement right-of-ways around the bay and Annie and Mary for over a decade now, and I think those are also doable. So it's just a matter of reaching out and making the attempt. So
I'm just curious. There are old historic pictures of the Eel River Canyon with several train carcasses that are in the Eel River. Were those ever removed, or are they still there?
They're still there.
Wow.
So, you know, not only do we have to remove the remaining rails, there's a lot of cleanup in the river to occur. There's a lot of erosion. And there are a lot of, as I said, salmonic streams that have been blocked. So when we look at the picture as a whole, we need to do a lot of restoration as well as trail building. But again, very doable, will create a tremendous amount of jobs for heavy equipment operators and others. And as I said, once completed, it will drive the economies of the area in a massive way. People are looking for these regional trail systems. And I applaud K-Hum and your efforts, Cliff, in continuing to help us move towards this vision of a regional trail system. So thank you for that.
Well, it's a little thing, but it's every week, so
it keeps
it a front burner issue. I think it keeps it a top of
Absolutely.
Mind for a lot of people, which I think
Absolutely.
Is a good thing. So the exciting thing is the Bay Trail, which is darn close. We're down to the final four. Once you are on the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, is there anything that you can do to help move that along?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things we can do to integrate projects together to make them more cost-effective and help them get permitted easily. One of those is, as we're building the Bay Trail, the next sections from Breakout Marsh mm-hmm. all the way into Eureka, there are a number of areas along the right-of-way where the bay and the tides, king tides in particular, and storm surge are eating right up against the rail line.
Oh, yeah. There's parts where you can drive a truck underneath the rails
there. Yeah, you can see it.
The rails there.
101.
Yeah.
And so one of the ways to help protect those areas as we build the Bay Trail is to build living shorelines.
Mm-hmm.
When you look north from Breca to Arcata, what you have out in front of the tracks is a bunch of salt marsh. And it's what's considered living shoreline. It's got plants and vegetation. Mm-hmm. And what that does is breaks up the surge of tides and water and protects the railroad bed and the trail bed that will be next to it. So as we're looking at dredging the small boat basin and marina, Woodley Island Marina, and we have, you know, the difficulty, where do we take all those spoils? A great place to take them because they're testing clean now. They're mm-hmm. no longer testing with the oxygen.
Wonderful.
Testing clean. And so you could take those spoils that has now helped create better marine traffic and marina docking, but take that and use it for another project to build living shorelines against the trail so that the trail is better protected.
Oh.
So I look forward to working with the Harbor District and the county to help create more integration in our project so our tax dollars go further.
Well, that sounds like a communist plot we could all get behind.
Yeah, I think it is community. Yeah, definitely the right root word.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. All righty. So that's, of course, the big project. That, of course, is top of mind because we've got the Eureka Waterfront Trail completed at this point, and hooking the Bay Trail into that is just going to make for a really amazing contiguous ride. I think that is going to be extremely well used. What other trail issues do you think need to get tackled?
Well, we've been working on the Little River Trail as well for about 25 years. I've helped convene that group, the trail group there, many times over those couple decades. And there's been a lot of forward progress. Green Diamond Resource Company has donated some land at the north end by Scenic Drive to help bring parts of the trail in there. The Trinidad Coastal Land Trust accepted that property, and they're on board with helping make the project go forward. And Caltrans recently agreed to take on getting the funding for final engineering, planning, and permitting, so that hopefully over the next 5 years or so, we'll be moving the Little River Trail and bridges forward so that everybody can connect up with the Hammond and then get right over the Little River, which is an incredible bottleneck. You know, you either go on the freeway or you don't go north. So it's one of those few places in Humboldt where we have such a bottleneck where you have only one choice, get on the freeway. So that will remove that bottleneck and connect all those communities to all the beautiful beaches in Trinidad. And
well, that's been a long time in the coming. That'll be a really welcome thing.
Yeah. And then in my district, there's lots of other trail ideas as well as all over the county, but eventually I'd love to see a trail along Murray Road from McKinleyville to Fieldbrook and possibly even other ideas of out in that area to connect down to the Mad River. So there's, you know, people want these trails for safety, for children going to school, and just for recreation and getting out and enjoying time with the family and neighbors. So
absolutely.
Well, more in the works.
My main motivation for this was I was a commuter between Eureka and here in Ferndale on a bike, and it just took getting hit once to say, hey, this would be a lot safer if we had a trail. I got away lucky on that one, so I think I think it might be a good thing to have an actual regional trail system. And I know folks in the Eel River Valley, folks in Fortuna, really, really want to connect with Eureka as well. And with Senator McGuire's new bill, that gets a lot closer now.
Absolutely. And there's options in southern Humboldt as well.
Absolutely.
The Giants being linked up better, and the old highway, I think it's 271 down there, that's been abandoned, but there's a lot of little linking pieces south of Garberville to take us down to the county border with Mendocino. So there are incredible opportunities out there, and it's really wonderful to see the momentum.
All right. Well, I know you have to head over to the supervisors meeting, so we'll let you go. But thanks again for taking the time to talk with us today. And, again, congratulations on winning that squeaker for 5th District Supervisor.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks, Cliff.
Mm-hmm. All righty. And Carol, thank you so much for putting this together. Great talk today.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, for taking the time.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye. You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.